Welcome to day 13 in the series. Now, yesterday we looked at strategies and plans to think about ahead of time so that you're more prepared to turn up well in the heat of the moment. As we've already discussed, every now and again, the moment of battle is going to emerge. So today we're going to be looking at how to actually fight fair and stay focused on the issue and work through conflict when it arises. You see, when we're upset, it's easy to let everything that has ever upset us about our partner come tumbling out in an unending stream of issues and problems and sort of "you always" accusations. This can be confusing and overwhelming for anyone, and it never lands well. We need to develop our conflict resolution skills so that basically we don't become shrikes. But what's a shrike, you may well ask? Well, a shrike is a carnivorous bird known for impaling its victim of prey against a thorn or a barbed wire and then tearing them apart piece by piece. Not nice. That, though, is essentially what we do when we throw issue after issue at our partner without focusing on the one point of conflict or, more importantly, on what we're doing to them in the process. So the key skills you need to develop during the battle include, firstly, how to really listen well rather than just waiting for a pause to get your point in. Secondly, how to confine what you discuss to the issue at hand. Thirdly, how to avoid using inflammatory words. Fourthly, how to genuinely overcome challenges. And fifthly, how to discover us-centered solutions where you win together. Now, for some strange reason, our natural inclinations are generally diametrically opposed to each of these skills, so we need to be deliberate about learning them and practicing them, and then keep practicing them until they become our automatic response. The time and effort you invest in learning to do conflict well will absolutely pay dividends in your relationship with your partner, and indeed in all your relationships in life. Now, if you already have practical ways for managing each of the five skills, then great. If not, and you could use some help, then check out our habit number 2B course, which is Managing Conflict Effectively, where we go through them in detail. And as ever, you can find out more about that on our website. Meanwhile, here are some things to think about for today. So who do you know who responds well in conflict? What have you observed that you would like to emulate? And thirdly, how will you go about building that skill, and when will you do it? Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about how to restore the relationship back to its pre-conflict levels and how to improve the warmth in the emotional bank account. So look out for the usual email in your inbox. See you then.